Today's Tanya for the 28th of Teves is in the middle of Perek Yud Zayin 17. It's on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 74. The Alter Rebbe is saying that because a Beinoni is in control of his mind, even though he's not always in control of his heart, therefore the average Beinoni is capable of arousing the conviction that God ought to be served and that his soul ought to serve God. He is always capable of arousing this conviction in his mind, which in turn affects the heart and his actions. And that is sufficient for the doing of the mitzvah, and that is what the pasuk means, bilvavcha la'aseisei, that it is very close to you in your heart when we're talking about that part of the heart that is necessary for the doing. It is not the highest or the deepest part of the heart. It is the part of the heart that comes just before the action. And this every person can achieve. Every person can reach this love and this fear because their mind is in their control. Now, about a third of the way down on the page, the line begins, Imloi. The Alter Rebbe is saying that every person's mind is in his control, and the mind controls the heart and thereby controls his actions. Imloi, with the one exception, Mishu Rasha Be'emes, the person who is on the lower level Rasha, a true Rasha. K'may Marazal, as the sages say, Shaharishoyim, Heim Bereshus Libam, Ve'ein Libam Bereshusam Klal. The Rasha is not only not in control of his heart, but his heart is in control of him. And therefore, he can't even arouse this conviction in his mind and heart that would enable him to do the mitzvah with a full-fledged service and aveda tama. Vizeh, and this condition of being in the control of his heart, einish, it's a punishment, al geidol ve'etem aveinam, for the immensity of their sins, and therefore they are not included in the statement of Karei Ve'lecha Hadavar Me'ed. For them it really is not close. How can it be that the Torah should make a statement to all Jews, and yet it doesn't include all Jews? So the Alter Rebbe says, V'lei Dibra Torah B'meisim Eilu, the Torah does not speak about these who are considered dead, She'b'chayeyem Kruyim Meisim, even while they're alive. They are called dead, ki be'emes yi'efshel l'rishoyim l'haschil l'aved Hashem, because it is in fact true that it is not close to them to start serving God with love and fear. They can't begin to serve God b'liv she'yasu tshuva, without first doing tshuva. So the statement karei ve'lecha hadavar me'ed, that it is very close to you, this is talking about the average Jew, the normal Jew, the Jew who is alive. But the one who even while he's alive is considered dead, the Rasha who is a Rasha Be'emes, he is not included in that statement. He is the exception to that rule, because he is incapable of serving God. He first has to do tshuva. And the tshuva has to be al ha'avar, tchilo. He first has to fix the past, shaber ha'klipis, to break the klipa, sheheim mosach mavdilu mechita shel barzel, because the klipa that was generated by his sins form a curtain that separate an iron curtain, ha'mafsekes beinam la'avim shebashamay, that interferes, blocks them from their Father in heaven. So they have to get rid of that klipa al yidei shviras libei umeziras nafshei al chatov, by being broken hearted and embittered in their soul over their sins. K'meshkosa b'zeir al posuk zivchei elikim ruach nishbor alev nishbor, as the Zehar explains on the posuk that says that the broken heart is pleasant, acceptable to God, shal yidei lev nishbar, because it is through the brokenheartedness that nishbar ruach atuma desitra acha, when a Beinoni is broken-hearted. Particularly when a Rasha is broken-hearted, then the heart that is broken is the left side of the heart. The animal soul, the klipa. The klipa is broken when the person is broken-hearted. Because what is humbled is the arrogance of the klipa. Ayin sham pasha pinchas daf resh mem, upasha vayikra daf ches vedaf hei amedalif, ubetidish haramaz sham. Vehi bechinas tshuva tato. Now this tshuva that is necessary for a rasha, before he can begin to serve God with love and fear, even the conviction of love and fear, this tshuva is called the lower level tshuva. The function of this tshuva is lehalis hei tato, to elevate the lower hei, the second hei of God's name. And that's what tshuva means, tashuv hei, bringing back the hei. Only there are two hei in God's name. There is the higher hei, which is the first hei, and then there is the lower hei, the second hei. And the second hei is a reference to the neshama, to the godly, to the part of God that is here on earth in every Jew. So this hay has to be returned and elevated from its fall. Lahalis hay tato, to elevate the lower hay, lahakima minifiloso, to raise it up from its fall, shenofle lachitreinim, in that it fell into unholiness. Shehu said Golus Hashchina, which is the idea of Golus Hashchina, of the Shechina being in exile, that's when a neshama of a Jew sins. K'may Merezal, as the Gemara says, Golu le'edein Shechina imohem. That when the Jews go into exile, into Edein, then the Shechina goes into exile with them. What does it mean to be in exile in Edein? That when a person behaves in the manner of Edein, of Esav, which means that he sins, he acts in an unholy fashion, then he brings down and draws down to that level, to that unholiness, the godly spark, that part of God that gives life to the nefesh, ruach, neshama, to the three lower parts of the neshama, hamiluboshim bebe nefesh habahamis mehaklipa, shebelibe shebechol hasmoli, that is clothed in his animal soul, that comes from klipa, that is in the left side of the heart, hameleches bebe edei rasha, which governs in the person while he is still a rasha, umeshelez beiktano, and it controls the small city, the body of the Rasha. So the three lower parts of the Neshama can be dragged down into the act of a sin, because it is connected to the animal soul, and when the animal soul drags it into sin, the Nefesh, Ruach and Neshama become degraded or dragged down into Golus, so to speak. The Naran are kevushim begeila etzla, the nefesh, ruach, neshama, are in captivity, in exile, within the animal soul. Ukeshen nishbar libe bekirbei, and when he breaks, when his heart is broken-hearted within him, nishbar ruach hatuma v'sitra achra, then the unholiness and the klipa are broken, the yispardu, and are dispersed, and the neshama is elevated, he kama minifiloso, it rises from its fall, the gam nitzava, and then remains standing upright, then it can begin to serve God properly. Kameshekosu v'mokimachet, as is explained elsewhere. In today's Hayem Yom, for the 28th of Teves, which is also the birthday of the Rebbe's mother, the Rebbe Tzvichana, the Rebbe writes that the published version of Sefer Achkira, also called Derech Emuna, of the Tzemach Tzedek, doesn't have many footnotes and many Mara Mekemis. He composed it in connection with his trip to Petersburg, to Petersburg, where he had to answer many questions that were posed to him by the officials, by the government officials, on those subjects that are discussed and explained in Derech Emunah.